This is part five of Sasha's gaming computer build. Now, Sasha couldn't be here tonight because she's off getting married,
yep.
which is what this thing is all about. So Jeff and I are going to get into the boxes. We're going to have a little private time with you and these boxes of gear, and we're going to get into it even though Sasha's not here, and then she's going to be back next week, and we're going to get started on our build.
Is it next week?
Or not next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yep.
Pardon me. So, you got questions in the chat room pertaining to the build itself
or yes.
computer stuff?
Yeah, so Star Chaser...
Sasha will be building it.
Yes.
Just so you know. Yeah.
We're just doing the unboxing.
We're unboxing. We can take things out of the box.
That's true.
And look at them and ogle them. But that's all we're allowed to do.
Yep. That's right. But Storm Chaser 3000 wants to know, he says, if I wanted to get a Kingston SSD with 240 gig of storage space, how much would that cost?
Mm.
Because I want to get an SSD for my new GNU Linux laptop.
Nice.
And the very simple answer to that is go to our website. Check out the shop. We have them listed there, and it will. You click the link. You can check out the SSDs, and I believe the link takes you right to Amazon. I believe.
Yeah, but you know what I would suggest you actually do?
Let's go to Kingston.
Go to Kingston.com.
That makes sense.
See, this is the neat thing. You can shop around, folks. Figure it out first, just like we did here on the show with Sasha's computer build, and then go back to our website and use our links
right.
to get there. So. The way I would approach this, and the reason that we're tackling this during part five of Sasha's computer build, is it's all related. We're all learning how to choose which hardware we're going to go with. And we've picked, we're going to look at the HyperX Savage. We've got a 1 terabyte SSD to go into Sasha's machine.
I think I've got the 250.
Yeah.
Love it. And it Beautiful is the Savage.
Drives. Super fast. So, on Kingston.com, head on over there because that's where you want to go to get information about the hard drives and whatever it is that you want to do. So first and foremost, find out, do you have M2 support? Because M2 can be a lot faster than traditional SSDs. Why is that, Jeff? It bypasses the SATA bus.
It bypasses the SATA bus.
That's what you connect your SSD into. That's not to say SSDs are not screaming fast. They are, but M2 can be a lot faster. 4 times faster.
Ooh.
Because you're not bottlenecked by that bus. It goes through PCIe.
Right.
So,
yes.
If your motherboard supports it, that's cool. If it doesn't support it, you can buy one of these guys. They've got a PCIe card with an M2 built into it, and they're screaming fast, man. So, for your case, go into SSDs, and you can see those cards there as well. You can see the M2s and things like that. What you're probably going to be looking at is the consumer line of products. So you go into Kingston's consumer line of SSDs and check these out. So let's see what we can come up with. So by doing this, we're going to be able to compare specs on their website. Because I know like the 240 gig is screaming fast, but if you up to, I think it's 460 or 480, it's a little faster.
Yes, that's right.
Because the chips are more condensed and, you know, there's more data can flow a little bit faster. So you look at this website, and so here's the A400, for example, it goes from 120 gig to 480 gigs, and it goes up to 500 megabytes per second read and 450 write. Now, the UV400 are a little bit faster and a little bit larger if you want to go that way. They go up to 550 megabytes per second and 500 megabytes per second to write. That's important only if I'm working in video, so I need to be able to write a lot of data really, really fast. If you're just gaming and stuff, then you might want to look at the Savage line. But, you know, I'm just looking at what's available on their website. You can kind of go through. So if I click on the A400, for example, let's see what it tells us. So you're going to find information about the speed of the drive, the capacity of the drive, and so on. So you're basically doing your pre-shopping.
Right.
You're deciding what it is that you want to do. Now, HyperX from Kingston is kind of the gamer line. So if you're going to be doing some gaming, that's where you want to be looking for those. And you're going to be able to get something that's, it's consumer product. It's fast. It's super fast. And it's more bang for the buck. But maybe, you know, technically it's going to be less reliable. Not that it's not reliable.
Mine's
it's more
reliable.
Enterprise stuff is meant to be run in computers in an office environment versus a gaming rig that maybe you turn off your computer at night. It's kind of like that. So let's see what I can find here. I see a link there for HyperX Gaming hyperx.com. That takes me to their HyperX line, like I'm saying. This may be where you want to look. So you kind of look through and see what they have. So Savage, that's the one I wanted to look at. So again, that's part of their HyperX line. So it's a Kingston drive, but it's meant for gaming. It's super, super fast for that kind of thing. So what do we got? Find out the specs you want. You want 240 gigs? There it is. Cool stuff. You can find out how it compares. So look at this. Let's see. Speed, 240 gigs. We've got, that's how many reads and writes, or how fast. I want to see like megabytes a second. That'll be really nice. 240 gigs, 480 gigs. Okay, so up to 480 gigs is 223 megabytes per second. 960 gigs is 260. So it's a little faster on that particular bandwidth test. That's not read and write speed. Let's see if we have that listed here. You kind of want to, oh, there we go. Data transfer, 560 megabytes per second read, 530 megabytes write. That's crazy.
That's fast.
That's crazy. But you see what happens here? Now, we don't see it as much with the Savage line, do we? Because these are all meant to be really, really fast. Like 520 megabytes read on the 240, and it's the same all the way up to 960. So you can get away with the 240. But those are the things that I like to compare.
Right.
Why am I paying more? It's not just capacity. A lot of times, especially with the enterprise-level drives, the larger it is, the faster it is.
Right.
In the Savage line, it looks like they're very, very similar as far as speed goes. So once you've decided, then you can go over to category5.tv. And from there, we're going to go support us and then shop with our partners. Okay, and from there, find the Amazon site that works well for you. So if it's Amazon.com, head on over there. Now, we know that we've already selected Kingston HyperX Savage 240 gigabyte. There we go. Boom. So now we know, okay, I can get, this is the bundle kit, which is sweet. It comes with a little extra peripherals. If I just need the drive itself, I can go with just the drive by itself. So I'm going to be looking at today, based on Amazon's pricing, $130.
Which is nothing.
Yeah. So then you might say, hey, how much is a 480? It's twice as big. Is it twice the price? So they actually show them right here. That's handy. So let's compare. 240 gigs, 480 gigs. What did that do to the price? 225. So it's $100 more. And you're getting twice as much capacity. So then gauge that. So that's the way I would approach it. Figure out what you want to buy first, then head on over to our website, category5.tv, and use our partner links. And that supports the show. It's a cool way to do it because you're not going to pay any differently than ordering it direct. But by doing that, we get a commission on the sale, which is really a cool way to be able to support Category 5 TV.
That's right.
Thanks, man. All right. Are we ready to get into it, folks?
Yes.
Check it out. Jeff, you want to head on over here and kind of get a look? Whoa. Now, I wanted this shot so that you kind of get a sense for what we've got here. And I know you can't see us right now, but who needs to see us right now? This is what we've got. Okay. So far, what has come in? We've got a Savage HyperX drive from Kingston. It's 960 gigs. That's like the terabyte SSD. Super screaming fast, super beautiful. Love it. We've got the keyboard mouse. We've got an M2 card. We've got the Kingston Fury RAM. You know, I don't even have to get into the specifications because you've been following the show. And if you go over to cat5.tv/CPU2017, you're going to know exactly what we're getting into here, because the shopping list is right there and you can check it out. So over here, what else have we got? Okay, thermal paste.
Yeah.
How cool is that? Right? The simplest thing in the world, but that's going to help us to put the CPU fan on there. So what do we start with, Jeff? Look at all this stuff. We've got the CPU, an i7. We've got a beautiful motherboard. I kind of want to get into that.
You know what? This is the one I've been waiting to get into.
The Mobo?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, let's do it. All right. I'm going to move some of this stuff out of the way. Could you just set that down for me, Jeff?
Because I can.
I want to weigh this thing. Does it not feel heavier than you were expecting?
Actually, yeah. I was surprised at the weight.
When I picked it up, that's what I said. I was like, this is a lot heavier than I thought. Mm-hmm. So I brought out the trusty scale specifically to find out how much this thing weighs. 2 kilograms, 252 grams. So 2.3 kilograms.
It's more than 2 kilos.
That's what it is. That's what the Taylor scale tells us, Jeff.
This feels heavier than my kids when they were born.
You guys ready for this? Jeff, do you want the honors?
Oh, boy, do I ever.
Oh, man. Look at that. It's the Maximus. What is it? V-I-I-I-I, so that's like 8.
Yeah, something like that. It's just beautiful.
Beautiful. It is really, really nice. Now, we went with one that has an M2 socket, and what we're doing is we're actually installing a Kingston SATA M2.
Right.
So the chip itself is an M2 chip, but it's also SATA. So it's not as fast as a PCIe M2, but it gets Sasha into the M2 market and using M2 component on her motherboard. So that's actually going to go right here.
Okay.
So the hard drive, if you will, for the operating system is a chip that's going to go right there. And it looks like this. It actually looks like a RAM module, and that's going to go right into the motherboard.
Oh, okay.
That's going to hold the operating system.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's about the same speed as a traditional SATA SSD, like about 500 megabytes per second,
right,
for read and write. But as I say, it gets her into the M2. It's got her on a motherboard that supports it. So, you know, if she ever needs to upgrade, she can get into some screaming fast stuff because it gets her off of the SATA bus because it's using the M2 component of the motherboard. So we've got 4 DIMMs for RAM, which we also have the Kingston Fury RAM, which is super fast gaming RAM, beautiful stuff. And we've got a couple of X1 headers for PCIe, and then we've got the X16s as well. Oh, we've got 3 X1s. That's cool. So you can see, there we go. So this is where the processor goes, the CPU. Not sure if you're familiar with that. There's a bunch of little kind of contacts underneath of here. And if I remove this, you can kind of see. So the processor is going to make contact with all those little itty-bitty pins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to give us, that's going to give her her processor, the brains.
Now, this motherboard also comes with the start button, which Sasha was asking about.
You guys see that?
Yeah.
It's right there. Yeah, so, I mean, if you ever needed to bypass the case for some reason, I guess we used to do that back in the day. Man, I'd be, like, putting this on display real nice. But, yeah, those are, like, backup switches and everything. We've got a lot of solid-state caps. Mm-hmm. See these capacitors? They're really high-end capacitors. They're not going to burst like the old-style caps. We do have some old-style caps here, but this is a decent motherboard. You know that it's going to run really well for them and treat them well.
I am cool. So excited.
That's cool. That was an easy unboxing because you just kind of opened the lid. What else do we have, Jeff?
Let's go with the GeForce.
What?
GTX 1070.
All right, let's get into it. I got a pair of scissors here, Jeff.
Yeah, because we're going to need to...
There you go.
Want
me to get in there? Okay, so this is the video card.
This is the video card.
This is... Okay, now we went with the 1070 as opposed to the 1060. It's a step up. It's more money, but it's gonna do real well. It's built for VR.
Oh, here we go. All right, you get to open this
one. No, man, you do it.
Together?
Together.
1, 2, 3. Oh, look at that.
Okay. Get her out there.
Looks like a stormtrooper.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Okay, grounding myself. There we go. Okay. Robbie, be grounded.
These things have gotten so much bigger since I started building computers.
This is not your average component, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness.
There you have it. So look at this. We've got a DVI output and 4... two DisplayPort and 2 HDMI.
Oh, okay.
And this is full-sized HDMI, so she's going to be able to use traditional HDMI cables. No adapters needed. So 2 of those and 2 DisplayPort and 1 DVI. So we've got lots of room for components. Isn't that gorgeous? Oh. So there's the back. We've got dual silent fans. And this, again, this is the ASUS GTX 1070. Jeff, have you got some specs on the board you can share with us? This is the Now, we went with the overclocked edition. And I'll just let you know, now, you can overclock your card yourself if you want. But Sasha's not that computer savvy. I wanted to put something in that was ready to go out of the box. It's overclocked. It's super fast. The base frequency is going to be higher from the moment we plug it in.
Right.
No messing around. It's already built the way that we want it to be. Okay.
So, specs. 8 gig GDDR5 video memory.
Nice.
You talked about the display ports, Microsoft DirectX 12, OpenGL 4.5.
OpenGL is the one that we care about because we're going to be running Linux on here.
Mm-hmm. What's it got? GPU Tweak 2. Looking for some other specs on here. It's just the generic stuff on the box.
There you go.
Oh, is there more under here? That's Russian. I can't read Russian.
All right, next up. What else have we got? All right, here. Let's throw the box away.
All right.
There we go. Who needs it? All right, we've got the power supply.
Yeah.
Beaut.
That's a nice power supply.
We went Corsair, and this is Beaut because it is modular.
Yes.
Jeff, you've been through this before.
I have. I have this one, but in the 750.
Okay.
Not the 850.
So we've went with a little bit more power because we are sticking some powerful components in there,
yes,
like the video card.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can never go wrong with too much power. If you have too little power, you're going to have some damage to your peripherals.
Yes.
And so on and so forth. So what do we got here? Let's just get into the box, shall we?
You know, what I like about this series from Corsair is that the cables are not hardwired into the actual...
That's the modularity unit of it, Jeff.
I know. That's what I love.
You know what I love about it? 10-year warranty.
That, okay, yeah.
You know a company stands by their product if they put a 10-year warranty on the thing.
Oh, just turn it the other way.
Yeah, let's get it around the other way. Nope, sorry, guys. This is what you see. Okay, let's take a look here.
All right, take that off.
All right, we got a bag of goodies. I'm gonna show you the bag of goodies in just a minute, but grab that power supply right out of there, Jeff.
Oh, it even comes in its own bag.
Wow.
Look at
You're
that.
Only going to use it
fancy
right
schmancy.
Now. Comes with a free bag, everybody. You can use that. It to, like, put things in.
Go shopping.
Okay.
There's all your peripheral ports.
850 watts. Now, this is the thing about this power supply. Completely modular. So there are no cables coming out of this power supply unless you need them.
Right.
That's where this bag comes in.
And it keeps the case so clean. I love it.
There you go. Now, these are beautifully wound cables as well. So this is the motherboard power connector. So obviously you're going to need that. We've got tons and tons of different things. There's a PCIe video card adapter. We've got, like, tons and tons of stuff. Look at that.
It's like Christmas morning.
Yeah. Just like it. So there you go. So she's got all the cables she needs, but only going to use what she needs.
Right.
We don't have to clutter up your case. The other thing about clutter in your case, so when you're looking at a power supply, you got to think about how this is going to be inside of your chassis, the computer case itself, because airflow is going to keep that thing cool. And when you're dealing with a gaming rig, it's going to be running pretty hot if you don't have proper cooling. And part of it isn't just the fan, but also the airflow, the ability for air to get through. And the more cables that are in there, the messier it is, the worse it's going to be. This is just a processor, Jeff, so I don't know how much you can really see with this, but note that the i7 that we chose, the 7700K...
It's a Jeff-proof box.
Yeah. it does not include the processor fan.
Right.
So there you have it. We're going to leave it in the plastic, folks. But this is the brains. This is the chip that makes the computer able to do all of the things that a computer does.
Now, if I recall correctly, you were looking at different chipsets.
Yes.
And that's why you went with this one. Do you recall why this chipset?
Well, we've been over it in the series, Jeff. So if you watch back at cat5.tv/CPU2017, you're really going to get a sense for, you know, why did we choose the 7700K versus whatever else was there. But essentially, this is good bang for the buck. It's tried and true. The 7700K has been around for just long enough that it's still new, it's still current, but we know that it's good. We know that it's stable. Unlike the Ryzen processors from AMD, which I was also looking at, we're seeing all kinds of problems with those, especially on Linux. So we wanted rock solid. We wanted stability, as well as speed and gameability. Okay, what do you got here? Oh, you're getting into that before... What? Before we even... We haven't even got to, like, processor fan.
Oh.
We've got... I know, right?
These didn't show up in my place.
Well, we've all been working together here, Jeff.
That's right, because people were helping out.
Yeah. So we've got the solid-state hard drive from Kingston. This is the HyperX 960 gig. I don't even know if we really need to get into this, but this is I believe that it's the kit that we ordered. And so you've got the scissors over there. Let's get into the box.
All right.
So just so you know, a slight difference between the Kingston kit versus just the hard drive. So the hard drive is literally just this component right here, versus the kit, which has, and Jeff will show us.
So this, here's your hard drive.
Beautiful.
Nice, beautiful hard drive. And here's your mounting plate.
That's great for if your case doesn't support the 3.5 millimeter. The 2.5, pardon me. Look at this. You got a couple of various things in here.
My fat fingers. I love this tool. I use it all the time.
Jeff?
I know it's just a simple screwdriver.
So do I. I actually have one on the set.
Mine always sits right beside my computer.
Absolutely. This is my one, so this is just a tool that they include, but it's a computer screwdriver.
That's right.
It's really good quality. It's like getting a freebie.
And the external case, so maybe you don't want to put the hard drive actually in your computer. You want to use it, say, maybe a portable backup drive or something. They provide a case. You just throw the hard drive in. And it's got your cables for connecting directly to your computer.
You know what else that's good for is that, for example, in this case, this is just her data drive.
Right.
This is only data. This is not Sasha's main computer hard drive, the operating system, because that's going to be an M2. This is going to contain all her pictures, her family videos, and all that kind of stuff, saved games, all that. So if it ever came down to it, if something ever went wrong, she could pull the hard drive out, put it in the external drive chassis and plug it into USB and be able to access it on any computer. All right, so there you have it. Now we've got the Kingston HyperX Fury RAM. Now we've gone a little mad.
But that's okay.
Because we've got two 16 gig DDR4 SIMs here. I don't really need to open those up, but you can see that we've got a heat sink built into the RAM module, so that's going to keep it cool. It's going to help it to perform better because it's going to keep it nice and cool, which is, as I say, one of the key things about a gaming rig. You've got to keep it cool. All right. And then we've got this is the CPU cooler. Speaking of, want to open that up?
Yeah.
I guess we got a little sticker there. So this is the Contact Silent 12, also from Thermaltake, which is also the brand that we went with for the chassis. And I really like their stuff, especially when it comes to chassis, CPU coolers. I use their liquid cooling in my systems. Look at the size of this thing.
It's massive.
Wow. Okay, so what do we have? This is the fan here, so we're going to have to set all of this up for Sasha. So we're not going to take that off of this because we want to keep that very, very clean. But this is the heat sink. How do you like that for keeping your system cool?
I don't even think the rad in my car is that big.
We've got a 120 millimeter fan, which is going to blow the wind over top of the heat sink and out the other side, and that's going to do a really nice job. I don't know what's in the box.
I don't know. We're going to find out, though.
Here we go.
What is it?
We've got an adapter for mounting to a different type of CPU socket. And then we've got the power adapters and pegs and things like that. Because it's compatible with various different types of sockets, right? So like Intel LGA 1366, 1156, 1155, 1151, which is what we're doing, 1150, 775, plus AMD's AM4, FM2, FM1, AM3 plus, AM3, AM2 plus, and AM2. So you can pretty much install this thing in any modern system. How brilliant is that? So this is also a component that you can find out more about by going to cat5.tv/CPU2017. And Jeff, this brings us to the one that you want to see.
Oh, yes.
I want to see this. The chassis from Thermaltake. Now, we went with the Versa C22 Black Edition. I was looking at the Snow Edition, but Sasha said, you know what? Dave loves, you know, he's going to love it if it was a black computer case.
Right. Oh, come on. Pull.
Come on.
Pull on.
Push. Here, let's do this. Let's do this.
Oh, come on. This is killing me.
This is ridiculous. There we go. We got to coordinate our efforts here, Jeff. Now, watch for static shock.
Yep. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Oh. You know, I am not afraid to admit that the jealousy factor is going through the roof right now. There's something satisfying about that sound.
Ow. Shock factor, I said. He's peeling plastic. I'm touching the metal. He's shocking me. Okay. Let's cool the shock factor just for a moment. Okay, I'm going to get these chassis screws out here, which are just thumb screws, so you don't need your tools to get in there.
That is a slick-looking case.
Oh, boy. Okay, I want to get into the inside here so I can show you what it looks like. Here, help me out, Jeff. There's a lot of thumb screws. Makes for some exciting TV when I'm doing it all by myself.
That's true. Almost nice. Like dead air.
All right, Butte. All right, let's do it.
Oh, man.
There we go. Oh, so this is like a plexi.
Yeah.
This is not even, there's no metal on this. That's just a piece of plexi. How do you like that?
Oh, man. That is beautiful. Right there.
Can you folks see that? Now, this is a cable management case as well. So you'll see these guys, right? I can hide everything in such a way that the cables are all going in behind and not even visible at all.
Which is nice.
I can feed the cables from the power supply, which is going to go right here, up through this hole right here, which has got a nice little grommet, and then out wherever it needs to be. Beautiful.
That
okay.
Nice.
We're not firing this up today, folks.
Oh.
I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to do it. But what I want to show you is, now there are LEDs built into this, light emitting diodes, it's got really cool light effects, and one of the things, Jeff, that we were concerned about is making sure that the lighting effects did not require software.
Right.
Because a lot of times, then, if you're on Linux, maybe it's a Windows program.
Right.
Maybe we're going to run into that kind of a problem. So this one, this particular chassis, has a built-in controller module on the top here. We've got USB, just like Sasha wanted, right off the top. So there's a USB 3 port there. There's another one right here and another one right here. Look at all of them. So we've got four USB ports. We've got headphone and microphone jacks. And we've got the controller for the lighting, which we're going to get into, you know, in time. Looks like this is it.
Yep.
Function LED. So all I have to do is just push
through.
It just cycles through the different options.
Right.
So that's pretty sleek. Here we go. There's the front of it.
When it's 2 weeks
that
she comes
so
back?
Sleek. Yeah. I want to build this today, Jeff.
You know what? I do too. She'll forgive us, right?
I don't even know how to get into it. How would you get into this?
Maybe you don't get into it.
Maybe you don't. Maybe they just say, you know what? People don't use optical drives anymore. We're going to find out, though.
Ugh.
I don't see any release mechanisms for the front. I think it's just... That's what it is. Although there are, I see two cavities here for 5 1/4 bays, and I've got a 3.5-inch bay here. I can see that from the other side.
But there's...
So there has to be a way to get into it, Jeff.
Is it?
But we don't know it.
It's like my computer.
Yeah. But we're going to find it.
Those are what, RAID slots, I think, or...
What's that?
On my computer.
Oh, yeah, we found you had some kind of crazy things. Come on, join me here, Jeff.
All right.
We've got one more component to unbox. You can come around and... What do we got?
Is it the keyboard and mouse?
This is it.
All right.
This is the last thing, folks, for Sasha's computer build.
Just
want to quickly say thank you to everyone who has pitched in so far to make this happen for Sasha. She had a good budget to get started, and you know we decided let's come together as a community and really make this happen for her and get some of the better components. So she's not cheaping out on components just to meet a budget. That's cool. This is a cheap keyboard and mouse, and I really like the look of it.
And that's the solid button. That's nice.
I don't hear you clicking it.
It's very quiet.
Really? Nice.
You can game into the middle
that
of the night.
That feels good, too.
Yeah, it does. It's got a nice gaming smooth mouse.
Yeah. Looks like it's got AA battery port on the bottom there.
Yep.
It's got a transmitter receiver
right in the bottom of it.
Come on! Get into the keyboard! There we go. And there you go, folks.
That's
2.4
a nice
gigahertz gaming keyboard. Completely wireless. Looks great with the chassis.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be real happy with this.
Yep. I think I'm going to have to go over and play at their house for a bit.
I think so. I think so.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
What a great bunch of gear, eh? So in the next few weeks, we're going to be building this into a gaming computer for Sasha and Dave. Now, they're off getting married right now. And
this weekend.
Well, yeah, this weekend. And she's back. She comes back sometime next week, and she'll be back with us 2 weeks from today. So we're really hoping to be able to get into it at that point. Please do go to cat5.tv/CPU2017 to learn more about the build, how we selected this hardware, why we did, how you can buy it, how much it costs, and also how you can support the build in such a way that it's like a wedding gift for Dave and Sasha.
Right.
You know, Sasha Dermatis from the studio here, and it's our little way of saying to her, hey, you know what? We really appreciate you, and here's a little something-something to put toward this build. So I think looks great.
Cool.
Who's on cleanup?
You.
Great.
Wait, no. Shizu.
You think she's... Yeah. She's on the organization thing?
That's right.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, we'll see if any of that makes her happy.
Sounds good to me.
All of it makes me happy.
How many boxes did the stuff come in? That's the question coming from Soldu in the chat room. We must have had 5 or 6 shipments anyways.
Yeah, pretty much every day for like a week.
And you know
and
what
half,
was
something rolling in.
You know what was kind of funny and a little ironic, and we say tongue in cheek, like, hey, yeah, the thermal paste came. This is for the CPU so that you get a good contact between the CPU and the fan.
Stupid thing.
You want to tell them?
It was like a $6 product for like $7 shipping.
$7 shipping on this.
Stupid.
Nothing else had shipping costs. It was all bought on Amazon, so it was free shipping.
And the thing that frustrates me is when it arrived, it was like 2 hours from my house.
No.
I could have gone and just picked it up and slightly detoured from work.
And how did it feel that all this hardware is coming to your house?
You know
and
what?
You're not allowed to use
it. It was painful.
Oh,
boy. I am not going to lie. So when we decided with Sasha that it was all going to come to my house so that Dave didn't see any of the stuff because he has no clue, I had to go home and tell my wife, look, there's going to be a ton of stuff delivered to the house. I didn't buy it. Just so you know. She's like, okay, that's fine. I told her what was going on. But every day, something would arrive, and it was like,
that's awesome.
And it pained me to not be able to play with it.
I know, right? And for those who are wondering, because I had said originally, I said, oh, well, why don't you just ship it to our address here at the studio to Sasha? And it turns out she can't do that from Amazon because we're an Amazon partner.
Right. Oh.
So you can't ship things to us.
Okay.
Because we're the partner. It's just like this roundabout way that Amazon works, and so it ended up going to you instead of to me. So,
which I was okay with, because I got to sit there and just drool.
Ogle it.
Oh, yeah. Nice. There was a lot.
Now you can. You can watch the video over and over again, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Go to cat5.tv/CPU2017. Looking forward to putting this thing together.